From the WGXing newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Andre Amigo reports for Porcupine Sioux that it finally might snow this weekend. The first major snowstorm of the year may come Saturday and Sunday. The National Weather Service in Albany said, and I quote, "We are monitoring the potential for accumulating snow associated with a coastal storm expected to develop over the weekend. While it is early for specifics, a plowable snowfall, greater than 3 inches, is possible, especially from Albany South, Saturday into Sunday. We have further updates to refine the forecast as the weekend draws closer," end quote. It should be another day or two before the forecast becomes more clear. WNYT meteorologist Paul Ciano said, and I quote, "If the storm track is close enough to the coast, more snow is likely across our region. A track farther off the coast of Long Island would mean less snow or even no snow for the North Country," end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Sioux. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that protesters supporting a ceasefire in the Palestine-Israel conflict disrupted a swearing-in ceremony of elected town officials that was officiated by Representative Pat Ryan on January 2nd in Ulster County. A statement from the protesters demanded Ryan, and I quote, "immediately and unconditionally support a permanent ceasefire and end military aid to Israel," end quote. About a dozen protesters interrupted the event, holding a banner reading, "Permanent Ceasefire," and chanting, and I quote, "Ryan, Ryan, you can't hide, we charge you with genocide," end quote. And I quote, "not another nickel, not another dime, no more money for Israel's crimes," end quote. And I quote, "no justice, no votes," end quote. Audience members there for the swearing-in ceremony yelled back at the protesters to sit down and shut up. Gardner resident Linda Geary said the protest was, and I quote, "embarrassing and rude, and I think they didn't make any points to Pat Ryan that he hasn't already heard," end quote. Many local citizens have been exercising their right to protest Ryan recently, with several rallies outside his offices. Ryan did not release a statement after the protests, but has repeatedly come out against a ceasefire in the Middle East conflict. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that state legislators returned to Albany on January 6 to start the latest legislative session. Lisa reports there are 5 major issues. Legislators will wrestle with a projected $4.3 million budget deficit this year, an affordable housing crisis, and busloads of migrants constantly arriving in the state, redistricting, and the relationship between Governor Kathy Hochul and the legislators. Hochul recently vetoed a slew of bills the legislators passed and said, and I quote, "we can get to fewer vetoes, but let's have more common sense involved in the process of developing the legislation," end quote. Assembly Speaker Carl Hestey said, and I quote, "I don't agree with her assessment, but I also say this. Then I hope that means we won't see any policy in the budget, because the policy she put forth in her budget, there was no hearing when she proposed it to us," end quote. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.